And you might say to your wife, did you ever have appendicitis, by the way?
I had appendicitis. I never had an operation.
Goodness, how'd you get away with it?
Broke inside and turned out.
And didn't they ever fix it?
Thousands of people had that.
Really? I didn't know that. Well, you suppose we eat the wrong things and it comes up. What do we say? What do you call this?
One of those.
You lean over the
fence. A different words.
Yeah, well, you lean over the fence and.
Some say vomit.
Any others? Any joke term you'd use here? You'd say.
Threw up.
Any others? You say puke?
Puke.
Not a lot of these. Then when this particular thing happens, you could probably say that he's sick here. Sick
to his stomach.
And as soon as you hear the good news, you come right over to what? You wanna make chin music with somebody else? You wanna come over and suppose you hear some good news, and your neighbor, you know your neighbor wants to hear about that. So you say, as soon as I heard the good news, I came over.
Well, I came over to cheer you up or tell you something.
Okay, that's good. Now, what would you say to somebody? You want to tell them that you're going to be disappointed. You'd say to them, what? You want to tell this person that you're going to be disappointed. You'd say to them,
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or you want to tell them that you're going to be happy. And you say to them, I be happy. Either shall or will or something like that, probably. Yeah. Okay, let's go to another one. When a young gentleman visits a girl, often you'd say he's doing what? He's, or they're doing what?
One girl visits another.
Oh, I'm sorry, a young boy, a young gentleman and a young lady start visiting each other, or he visits her, you might say that they're what?
Sparking is one way.
All right, any others you'd say for that? This is a courtship, after all.
Courting.
Now, all of a sudden, he stops coming, and you might suspect that she did what? She didn't like him anymore. She... give him the...
She jilted him with one thing.
Did you ever say, give him the mitten?
Hmm?
She gave him the mitten?
Yes, they used that too. She gave him the mitten.
And how about give him the sack? That's a more modern one, I guess. All right, remember the noisy serenade after the wedding? They called it, after the wedding took place, the people gathered outside and made an awful racket. What do you call that,
Chivalry. Is that the name? I don't
know. That's one name for it. There are several. Belling.
Yeah.
Dish panning. Serenade. Now, the man who stands up with the groom during the service is called the what?
Bridegroom.
Or the man that stands up with him. His best friend probably is called his.
I don't know what to call him.
You call him best man? Best man?
And best man, I guess, is one thing that they use.
Do you ever remember a waiter